And you may have recently tried to buy flour or sugar only to be greeted by empty shelves. Darn, everyone else got there first. More people are doing pandemic baking. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg has our story.
Around the same time governors started ordering people to shelter in place, the videos began popping up on YouTube.
Today we're creating the simplest quarantine birthday cake.
Pandemic-themed baking, like that video from a channel called QualiPops, or countless others tapping into the same need. Misty from the Pandemic Keto Comfort Food channel puts it this way.
It's okay to have a treat now and then when you are feeling all the emotions.
She then demonstrates how to make a giant keto cookie. Julie Baker in Grand Junction, Colorado, appreciates these kinds of baking how-tos because as a mom to four young children, she hasn't really had time to bake in years. But now she's got a bunch of restless kids stuck inside, and on the day that we talked, she also had a jug of old milk. And just the recipe for it.
Man, well, that sour milk is like about to explode in my fridge. So I'm going to do that today because I keep saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. It has to happen. It's happening today. We are making biscuits.
She hopes that when her children look back on this weird time, they don't remember being afraid. She wants them to remember being together and learning how measuring cups work.
Love and happiness and math.
Diana Rose Yellow, who lives in nearby Fruita, says that when Colorado's governor Jared Polis encouraged people to reach out to others during the pandemic, she knew what to do. Teach folks how to make a Navajo staple over Facebook Live.
So, I'll show you the fry bread that's frying.
Fry bread, golden and glistening.
It's like a newborn baby, and it's so beautiful.
She immediately got thousands of views and lots of comments. Yellow has a public health degree and is a bit chagrined that fry bread has 700 calories per serving.
But since we're in a pandemic, it's all okay because we'll have to survive on what we've got, you know?
Making and eating too much are just some of the hazards of pandemic baking. In normal times, Katie Langford would bring her treats into the office at the Boulder Daily Camera, and they would quickly disappear. But now she and her roommate are still eating their way through a pie she made with pounds of strawberries and rhubarb.
It's a lot of pie.
That won't keep Langford from the oven, however. Baking is a comfort, a link to a time before coronavirus. Now, like in the past, she can mix flour and water and yeast and make bread.
I can still combine butter and sugar and flour and chocolate chips, and it's going to become cookies. So I think there's just a certain kind of stability in knowing that even though everything feels kind of crazy and uncertain right now, those things are still the same and they still taste delicious.
And since many baked goods freeze well too, she can save them. And maybe even share them with her coworkers someday. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.
So if you've been spending time at home pandemic baking, let us know. Send us some of your pictures. And I'm talking to you, the listeners, but also I'm looking at you, Karen Miller-Metzen and Emiko Tamagawa, our in-house bakers. And you can tag us on Twitter at Here and Now.